This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفتاة حي على الفتاة الله
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His help. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our actions. Whomever Allah guides can never be misguided. And whoever is misguided can never be guided except through Him. I bear witness and I testify that there is no God other than Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And I bear witness and I testify that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-Arabi, al-Hashimi, al-Qurashi, is the final prophet and his most perfect worshipper. As to what follows, know, O Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised us and commanded us to be conscious of Him when He says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Dear Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses and prefers whoever He wants over others. Allahu yastafi min al-mala'ikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Allah chooses certain angels to be more blessed than others. And Allah chooses certain people to be more holy and righteous than others. And out of all of mankind, we know that Allah has chosen our Nabi, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And out of all of the angels, Allah has chosen Jibreel to be the best, to be the highest, to be the most majestic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Jibreel by name more in the Quran than any other angel. And there was a group of non-believers who mocked Jibreel in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah revealed in the Quran, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلًا Whoever dares show animosity to Jibreel, it is as if he is showing animosity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Jibreel in so many verses in the Quran. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ The Quran has been sent down by Rabbul Alameen. And it has been revealed through Ar-Ruh Al-Ameen. Allah calls Jibreel Ar-Ruh Al-Ameen. Ar-Ruh, of course, we know Ruh means spirit. And our scholars say, Allah calls Jibreel Ar-Ruh, the spirit, because Jibreel has always brought the message to mankind that makes them alive again. Jibreel brings the Ruh to the Qalb. Jibreel brings the Ruh to our Qalb. Every single prophet that has ever walked the face of this earth, who brought the wahi down to him? Who communicated with him? It was none other than Jibreel himself. And Allah calls him Ar-Ruh Al-Ameen, the trustworthy. Jibreel did everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do. Can you imagine, dear brothers and sisters, the history of Jibreel? Can you imagine Jibreel was there and witnessed everything from the beginning of time? He was there when Allah created Adam. He was there to see the debacle with Iblis. He was there when the Prophet Lut alayhi salam was visited by his guests. It was he who caused Sodom and Gomorrah to flip over via his one wing. The hadith tells us he took one of his 600 wings and tapped the ground with them, and the entire land flipped upside down. It was Jibreel who visited Ibrahim and gave him the glad tidings of Ismail and Ishaq. It was Jibreel who saved Ibrahim from that fire of Nimrud. It was Jibreel who communicated with Musa alayhi salam, and who was present and who was there when Fir'aun drowned. It was Jibreel who communicated with Maryam alayha salam that she would be blessed with Jesus Christ. It was Jibreel who took Jesus Christ back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, it was Jibreel who came to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghari Hira in this very week. In this very week of Ramadan, he visited our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghari Hira. And the very presence of Jibreel brought peace and comfort to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn from the hadith that when Jibreel began coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the beginning of Mecca, the beginning of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very excited to see him every time. And once he asked him, "Oh Jibreel, why don't you come more often? I want you to visit us more often." This hadith is in Bukhari. "Why don't you visit? I want to meet you more." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse we still recite it to this day. It's in the Quran. This is about the question of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Jibreel. "I want to meet you more. It's nice to meet you." And Allah says, "Wama natanazzalu illa bi amri rabbik." We can only come down when Allah asks us to come down. We don't just come down to visit. We come down when Allah allows us to come down. This is a verse in the Quran that was revealed. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ was eager to meet Jibreel. And our mother Aisha says that every time Ramadan would come, Jibreel would come every single day, and the Prophet ﷺ would prepare for his coming. He would use the miswak, he would dress up, he would physically prepare himself for the coming of Jibreel ﷺ. And once he asked Jibreel, because Jibreel would come usually in the form of a human being, in the form of one of the Sahaba, his name was Dihya Al-Kalbi, or other forms. He would typically take the shape of somebody that is recognizable. So once the Prophet ﷺ said, "Oh Jibreel, let me see you in your original form. Let me see you the way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you." And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered that request. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became one of the very few people in all of human history who saw Jibreel in the way that Allah created Jibreel. He saw him in his original form. And that is something beyond our recognition, beyond our imagination. And the very act of witnessing Jibreel was so blessed, it was so holy, that Allah revealed Quran praising the Prophet ﷺ for having been gifted this blessing. Read Surah An-Najm. Read the beginning of Surah An-Najm. لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. The Prophet ﷺ saw some of the biggest miracles of Allah. What is this a reference to? When he saw Jibreel on Isra wal Mi'raj in his original form. The very seeing of Jibreel became a miracle. And Allah says in the Quran, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Jibreel in his original form, and it was one of the biggest miracles, one of the biggest ayat of Allah to see. So the very seeing of Jibreel, being in the presence of Jibreel, is something that is blessed and that is holy. And subhanallah, when our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, and there was no wahi coming, Abu Bakr and Umar one day decided to visit the foster mother, or I should say the caretaker to be more precise, of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Ummi Ayman. Ummi Ayman is a very interesting story. One of the few, one of the very, very few who was in the life of the seerah from the time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a child until after he passed away from this earth. She was the lady who took care of her when Amina passed away on the way to Mecca. She brought the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam back to Abdul Muttalib, and she was at the time a servant or slave. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam freed her when he became older, and she remained in the household of the Prophet as a loyal servant. So Ummi Ayman, this is a famous figure and persona in the figure, now in the seerah, now she is over 100 years old, elderly lady. Abu Bakr and Umar said that now that the Prophet is gone, let us visit Ummi Ayman like the Prophet used to regularly visit. You know, a motherly figure. She's a person who took care of the Prophet. He would regularly go to visit. Now that he's gone, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu said, let us go visit like he used to visit. So when they visited, the memories of the Prophet came back, all three of them, and they began crying. They began crying. Abu Bakr and Umar consoled Ummi Ayman, and they said to Ummi Ayman, oh, our mother, you know, the Prophet is with Allah. He is in a better place. She said, I know he is in a better place. That's not the only reason I'm crying. I'm also crying because the wahi has been cut from this earth. And Jibreel no longer comes down. There is no Quran coming down now. There is no Jibreel coming down now. That is also why I am saddened, that there is no Quran and wahi, and there is no connection with the divine. The Prophet has now left, and this world doesn't have those visitations. It doesn't have the Quran coming. When she said this, then the two of them began sobbing with her as well, because that is a valid point. There is no wahi coming, and there is no Jibreel coming. So, brothers and sisters, why am I talking about Jibreel right now in the last weeks and the last days of Ramadan? Because, as we all know, this entity who every single prophet spoke to directly, this chosen of Allah, the one whom Allah mentions by name, and the one whom Allah says, whoever takes Jibreel as an enemy has taken me as an enemy, and the one whom Allah called Ar-Ruh Al-Qudus and Ar-Ruh Al-Ameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us one opportunity every year to be standing in His presence. One and only one. That very entity to every single prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this world. Allah blessed this world to be in His mighty presence one day of the year. And that day and that night is Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu wal ruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim. As Allah says, wa ma natanazzalu illa bi amri rabbik. Allah says in the Quran, the angels only come when Allah wants them to come. So Allah says, in this night, wal ruhu, the angel Jibreel will himself come down on this one night because Allah has allowed that coming. Ask yourselves, O Muslims, ask yourselves, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala link Laylatul Qadr with the presence of Jibreel? Why did Allah incentivize us to want to be excited about Laylatul Qadr? Because one of the perks, one of the blessings, one of the biggest majestic signs of Laylatul Qadr is the very presence of Jibreel, because Jibreel is the chosen of all of the angels. There is no angel more blessed and more holy than him. His very presence brings sakinah. His very presence brings Allah's rahmah. His very presence brings Allah's barakah. And there is one night and only one night where that connection is resumed to this this dunya. Jibreel does not come to this world anymore. There is no prophet, there is no Nabi, there is no wahi. But one night, this majestic creature of Allah, the greatest of all angels, once one of the angels came to the Prophet and said to him, how do you consider the people of the Battle of Badr amongst the Sahaba? And the Prophet said, these are the best of the Sahaba. That angel said, so too, those angels who participated in Badr, they are the best of our angels as well. And who led them in the angels of Badr? Jibreel led them in the angels of Badr, just like the Prophet led the Sahaba amongst the Sahaba of Badr. Jibreel, this very entity whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises as a ruh al-ameen, will be in our presence these very nights of Ramadan. One night, only one night, he himself will come. And his presence will be in this sphere of ours. Do we not want that blessing to be there? Do we not want the potential? What happens when the angels see? What happens when the angels see us pray? The Quran mentions, the Sunnah mentions, when the angels see the believers pray, they ask Allah to bless the believers. When the angels see the people making dua, they say ameen to the duas of the believers. We learn this from the Quran and Sunnah. The presence of the angels indicates the presence of Allah's rahmah and blessing. Wherever these angels go, Allah's rahmah and blessing things follow. Can you imagine if Jibreel is present and he sees a group of people praying and he makes dua for those people? Can you imagine if we are saying a dua and Jibreel says ameen to my dua and your dua? If we know that there is only one night he's going to come, then how lazy can a person be to not take advantage of that night? How stingy can a person be that the one night this very being whom Allah has chosen above all the angels, Allah will bless us with His presence. Allah will bless us with His presence. And on that one night, if we are standing in salah, if we're making dua to Allah, if Jibreel happens to pass by, and of course the night he is there, we don't question how and why, but without a doubt, he will go over the entire globe that is praying at that time. And if Jibreel makes dua for us, where do you think that dua will go in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is why it is authentically narrated. These are multiple stories from the Sahaba and Tabi'un. I don't have time to go into every single name, but we have authentic reports from multiple Sahaba and Tabi'un that on these last 10 nights of Ramadan, they would dress up in their finest garment. There was a Tabi'i, he had the most expensive perfume that had come from Asia. He would keep it in a special box in his apartment, his house. And only on the last 10 nights he would use that perfume on himself. And his wife would say, why are you spending this fortune perfume? Why are you spending the most expensive perfume and you're praying at home? You're not even going outside. And he said, subhanallah, Jibreel is coming. Shouldn't I dress up for him? Jibreel is coming these nights. Shouldn't I prepare myself like the Prophet ﷺ used to prepare for the coming of Jibreel? The Prophet ﷺ would use miswak and dress up and be excited because you want the angels, just like in any dignitary, any VIP is coming. You look your best, you are dressed up. And by the way, brothers and sisters, it's a part of our Quran and Sunnah. Allah says, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدِ. Wear your finest garments in the masjid. You're standing in front of Allah. Dress up. Don't dress in shabby. And imagine the last 10 nights and imagine Jibreel is coming. Dress up because you're standing in front of Allah. Dress up and put on your perfume because the angels love to just like we love to look good, the angels themselves, Allah has blessed them to be far more handsome and good looking than us. And they appreciate when we are also dressed up. So brothers and sisters, of the perks and of the blessings of Laylatul Qadr is the very presence of Jibreel. And of course, this is but one of many of the perks of Laylatul Qadr. The biggest one obviously is the barakah that comes that one night, or I should say that 12 hours, or to be more precise, 8 hours. 8 hours becomes more than 85 years of worship. That calculates to every minute being almost lifetimes, almost many months of work. How can we not take advantage of these last nights? Oh Muslims, try your best in these last nights to exert the most you can possibly exert. Simply 10 nights, that's all that it is. And of the 10, especially the odd. And of the odd, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, in particular, even though we should try all 10, but in particular, the 23rd and the 25th and the 27th, these are the highest categories candidates. And of course, all of the odd nights are potential candidates. Do not be lazy. Even if we have to go to work the next day, sacrifice as much of your sleep as you can. Allah knows how much you can do. Whatever you can do, max out as much as you can of your ibadah. Take naps when you come home, but try your best in these nights to give more than you have given any other night. Remember, you are competing against yourself. Don't tell yourself, oh, there are people praying the whole night. I have to go to work. I cannot pray the whole night. Okay, don't pray the whole night. Pray 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever you can do. Do what you can do. And also, brothers and sisters, while it is good to come to the masjid, if you feel that coming to the masjid is not possible for you, then at least pray at home. It's not a problem. Pray tahajjud at home. Pray extra on these nights. And remember, of the most powerful acts of worship on this night is the worship of dua. Laylatul Qadr, one of the reasons why it is called Laylatul Qadr is because on this night Allah's Qadr comes down. Allah's Qadr, the decrees. So we should be making dua for the best decrees. We want the best Qadr for the upcoming year. We want the best fortunes from Allah for the upcoming year. So stand in prayer. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these 10 nights. And the most important dua that you and I should ask for is our own hidayah, our own guidance. Ask Allah to guide us. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ask Allah to make hidayah easy for us. Ask Allah to make religiosity easy for us. Ask Allah help to overcome our sins, overcome our addictions, overcome our weaknesses. When we turn to Allah, Allah will turn to us. And dear brothers and sisters, if you are sincere and you genuinely raise your hands to Allah and you sincerely beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayah, insha'Allah ta'ala, every night do so. Jibreel himself might be present. Jibreel himself might say ameen to your du'as. And can you imagine if Jibreel says ameen to your du'a, where will your du'a go? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who its verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah, the one and the unique. He it is whom we worship, and it is His aid that we seek. He is the Lord of the oppressed, and He hears the prayer of the weak. As to what follows, dear Muslims, many of you have heard in this month of Ramadan so many khutbas that deal with the historic victories of the past. And this is a valid point, and it is a true point. And there is no question that the historic victories from the beginning of Islam that have taken place in Ramadan is a manifestation of Allah's barakah and Allah's nasr in this month. The very first battle of Badr took place in Ramadan. One of the key battles of the Seerah Ahzab took place in Ramadan. The conquest of Mecca took place in Ramadan. The battle of Qadisiyah, one of the key battles, took place in Ramadan. The conquest in Andalus took place in Ramadan. The battle of Ain Jalut, in which finally for the first time the Mongols and Chinggis Khan's army was destroyed by the Muslims, it took place in Ramadan. The battle of Hittin for the conquest of Salah ad-Din Ayyubi and Baytul Maqdis, one of the key battles, took place in Ramadan. And we can go on and on and on. There is no question that Ramadan is the historic month of victories from the time of the Seerah and throughout all of Islamic history. So as we are seeing the battle between good and evil take place in the world, as we are seeing some of the most pathetic scenes from the Middle East coming out, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we see victory from the righteous people in this side and in this battle. And also, brothers and sisters, as we realize what is happening in the world and the victories around the world, realize one of the signs is that the fact that victories have occurred in the past in massive battles indicates you and I, we can be victorious over ourselves and our nafs. If Abu Jahl could be defeated in the battle of Badr, if the unrighteous armies of Chinggis Khan can be defeated in the battle of Ain Jalut, if all of the worst armies in the world can be defeated in this month of Ramadan, then how about me conquering my nafs? How about me defeating my own ego? How about me battling my own inner shaitans? This is the month of victory. And so every one of us, O Muslims, as these last 10 days begin, and tonight is the 20th night, as you know, these last 10 nights are beginning. These last 10 nights begin of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, make it your personal battle to win your inner battle. Make it your personal victory that in these 10 days, insha'Allah ta'ala, I will conquer my nafs, and I will be a better person, and I will be a better Muslim, and I will be an observant worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslims, Ramadan teaches us the one eternal truth, and that is, there is nothing sweeter than the worship of Allah. There is nothing more noble than servitude to Allah. There is no joy in life. There is no pleasure in existence that is better and purer and more wholesome than the joy and the sweetness of worshiping Allah. You and I, we all know this right now. Well then, 10 days from now, when Ramadan finishes, don't forget this fact. Do not forget this fact that ultimate happiness only comes in turning to Allah. And listen, O Muslims, nobody is perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Allah's not asking for perfection. If He wanted perfection, He would have sufficed with the angels. Angels are perfect. He's not looking for perfection, but He is looking for sincere efforts and trying. O Muslim, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. O Muslim, do not give up. Keep on striving. Keep on struggling. Try your best to be a better person. Just try. And in that trying is your salvation. In trying to be better, in wanting to be better, that desire is what will save you. Not your actions, not your sadaqah, not your salah. Allah doesn't need the quantity of actions. Allah wants to see the quality of your iman. So, O Muslim, these last 10 days of Ramadan, and for some of us, it might well be our last Ramadan. For some of us, these might be the last 10 days we ever have of Ramadan. Make them the best days of your life. Make them the best nights of your life. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, penitently. Ask Allah for maghfirah. Ask Allah for hidayah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make righteousness easy upon you. And when Ramadan finishes, try your best to live a better life. And in that trying, and in that struggle, that is where salvation will come. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. Allahumma la tad'a fi hadha al-yawm bi dhanban illa ghafarta, wa la hamman illa farajta, wa la daynan illa qadayta, wa la maridan illa shafayta, wa la asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu. Rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ثم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه وجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استو اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين،
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله